Hi, this is Bruce Holland. Really pleased today to be interviewing Mike Hollings, Chief Executive of the Correspondence School. I've asked Mike to talk about his advice, the advice that he would give to someone else aspiring to be the leader or the Chief Executive of a large organisation.
The first thing we're talking about, I suppose, you have to be yourself. Yes. And that people know you as a personality, know what your personality is, and that, you know, warts and all, and they know your vulnerable points and they know what your strengths are. And that I think, you know, that working to your strengths is the most important thing, and that people need to know what those strengths are, and that you're open about what your weaknesses are. And what I've tended to always do, and people have often commented, I do recruit people who compliment me, and that I'm not fearful of that. And that's, I think, that my major success has often been the people I've managed to get to come and work for the organisation. That was like a Te Māngai Pāho, had a really, really good small team there, but they all complimented what I was able to do. And I think that you have to trust them to do the things that you've asked them to do. And I don't think I've ever gone, it hasn't come unstuck for me yet, but I've trusted people and, you know, let them do their job and delegate.
And make sure people know that and your weaknesses. How do you communicate that? I mean, you're talking about your senior team essentially, or more broadly
as well. I mean the session that we had with you is the kind of thing that we, you know, where I talked about what I like, what I found exciting about my job.
Right.
I tend to do that just in informal conversations anyway.
Right.
So people had already got most of that from they had realised that that's how I like to be communicated, wasn't it? That's the way that you're going to get my attention, and those sorts of things. And those people that are really good at that, and I suppose this is a slight weakness, those people who work that out do get more of my attention.
Well, we're all human, aren't we?
Yeah. I mean, for instance, I don't have a lot of patience for people who take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so those people here who've learnt that, you know, quick sound bites with innovative
right.
and exciting ideas will get my attention more than somebody who wants to involve me with huge amounts of detail
mm-hmm.
and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.